Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead. Sometimes I feel like we mention the bumper music theme once and we should get back to it again. Remind folks right now.
It's in honor of the U of M saying, if you've got a high school graduation coming up, we're not hosting you anymore. So we've got get out of here music today. Okay.
We're going to get to that one at 2:05 with the U of M. Okay. I think we've just finalized, if there was any uncertainty, to Dave Harrigan, lousy human being. Okay. Dave Harrigan, comma, lousy human being.
Why would you say
period.
That?
Okay. Period. Dave Harrigan admits that when he leaves the state, preferably for warmer climes, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, specifically winter.
Okay.
You know, when you leave in the winter.
Dave, when he goes, well, you're in L.A. every other week, seems
love it.
Like. You know,
I love L.A.
Yeah, Randy Newman, thank you. You want it then to snow and be miserable here. Why?
Because if I can feel good to myself about timing, missing the worst of winter, I feel good about it. If you get a nice mild January, February week where it's, you know, in the 30s, maybe you get a nice little thaw, it's kind of a bummer that that's the week you left town when you could have left on what's, you know, much worse weather conditions week. I'm not wishing terrible for you. It's necessarily, it's just all about me.
Oh, I think you are. I think you are. You should just go enjoy your trip and not wish harm and mayhem on the rest of us who are here, which is what you're wishing.
Hmm. What do you do again when you visit the Western White House and you report the temperatures out there to me every dang day?
Oh, I don't want to say every dang day. I want to say five breaks every day.
Thank you.
I will walk outside and send you one of, like, maybe 600 pictures I will send you of the palm trees.
Pool's a little chilly this
morning. The pool, the hot tub, the mountains with the golf courses leading up the mountains, and sometimes the snow on top of the mountains, even though it's 75 down below.
Yeah. So you should be familiar with this, it sounds like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you get it, and I think 90% of the listening audience also agrees. If you're going somewhere specifically to escape garbage Minnesota winter weather, you would like it not to be a mild winter weather week you're leaving behind.
Let's get to a very serious one and a story we have discussed way too many times. Two parents in northern Minnesota. I like how the Tribune story says far northern Minnesota. I didn't know we had to locate
this. Now we have up north and far up north.
Yeah. This is Roosevelt near Warroad are scheduled to make their first court appearance Monday on gross misdemeanor charges of negligent storage of firearms connection with the death of their 8-year-old son. Okay. The Stewarts, Theodore Charles Stewart and Danielle Elizabeth Stewart, were charged by summons. According to the criminal complaint, first responder sent to the home saw their son, McGregor, had been shot in the neck. He and his mother were taken to the emergency medical personnel. He and his mother were taken by emergency medical personnel at the hospital. The 8-year-old child died that day. Remaining home, the dad and their 4 other children, 10 to 14. One of the children spoke to an officer with the dad's permission. The child reported being joined by a sibling taking out a rifle. The child thought it was checked to see where it was loaded. As the child put the gun on the bed, it went off and shot McGregor. Stewart had just left for work. The children were all inside with their mother, was walking outside the home at the time. Officers recovered, wait for it, 14 rifles and pistols in the parents' bedroom, many of which were loaded. 13 more guns were collected from a closet adjoining the bedroom. 7 more were found in a closet near the front door. All but one was unsecured in the areas of the home easily accessible to the children. Emergency petition was filed in court a few days after the shooting, led to the Stewart's children being placed in protective custody at the request of the county attorney's office. No charges, because we can just get this one out of the way. No charges and any prison sentence will match the pain and anguish they will have to live with for the rest of their lives that they left these guns casually, unsecured, around their home, allowing their 8-year-old child to inadvertently be killed. No one is coming for your guns on this show, ladies and gentlemen. But these folks should never be allowed to have a gun the rest of their life. And if you are so derelict in your bleeping responsibility to anybody listening right now, because how many more stories do we have to have like this, Dave? How many more? And let's be honest, if this was in the Twin Cities, this would be a front page story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad the Trib reported it. But hey, Tribune, place it higher priority.
And how many of these stories do we not get? Because luckily the unsecured gun, or 33 guns in this case, 33 unsecured, luckily don't get picked up by a child and have some tragedy happen.
How can you be this foolish and reckless? And God knows I make mistakes. I literally make mistakes every day. So do you. And I am not in it. I want anybody to take any hint that I'm saying you shouldn't have guns for rifles or to protect yourself. Absolutely. Legally, go through proper protocols. Let's try to come up with a system where we prevent those who will use them for harm and shouldn't have it. But I cannot imagine this thinking, that you have children, 8 to 14, and you're just trusting that they know what to do. In some families, and a lot of times more inclined outside of the metro area, pick the state, some of these kids might have been exposed to guns very, very young. It's no excuse at all to have unsecured, loaded guns in multiple places throughout your house. How about one? There's no excuse for that. Why does this keep happening? Do parents not realize your greatest responsibility is one thing? Keeping my child alive. That's it. That's number one. Because we're all going to, maybe we discipline too much, not enough. Push food, don't push food. Helicopter parent, not helicopter parent. Do more homework, not do do enough homework. Tell jokes, not tell jokes. But how can I keep him healthy? And I'm so sorry that they lost McGregor. That McGregor at 8 will never live for another maybe, I don't know, 100 years with unsecured guns just all throughout the house. Let's pause because I know you want to say more. What? How do we? There's no excuse. I was about to say, how do we excuse it? There's none for me. There's none. Do you have unsecured guns? You feel okay with it? This was the debate, remember, we had with a couple legislators. It was the last session of the session before, if somebody like breaks into your house, how secure should your gun be? Because somebody breaks in the house and you have a legal rifle, handgun, whatever it is to protect yourself, does it have to be secured?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say if it's in some safe, do you have enough time to protect yourself?
Situation if you live on a farm and there's wild animal attacking your animals.
Right.
You don't always have time to go to the safe, get the gun. And
so if somehow you can come up with a system where your kids cannot get to it, and who knows what that is, but you can get to that weapon right away, I'm willing to listen. But if there's any way you have younger children at your house and they may or may not know if the guns are loaded, and how many of these guns have to be loaded at the house? I mean, how protecting yourself, sure, yes. Does that mean 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guns have to be loaded? Of course not. What do you want to say about this? Agree, disagree, add to it. Text or phone call, 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is out of Roosevelt, Minnesota, not too far from Warroad. 8-year-old son named McGregor gone. His parents, Theodore Charles Stewart, Danielle Elizabeth Stewart, as Dave said, 34 firearms found throughout the home.
And only one secured.
One secure.
Many loaded.
I mean, and you know what they're facing? They're facing up to a year in jail and a $3,000 fine. And I get the complications because you have more children who already are devastated that their brother is gone. So what do you do? Do you send the parents away for 20 years? The other kids should have parents. They should live in a safe, secure home. Also, to me, Dave, if I leave 33 weapons basically scattered throughout the house, many of them loaded with children 8 to 14, and I only go away for a year?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the kids are tripping over the guns at the home, it seems like.
Come on. Ron Shera an incredibly recognizable name in our area, is kind enough to be listening. Ron, it's a pleasure to have you call in. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, Chad, thank you. I'm like you. I can't imagine what the parents are thinking. I mean, it's just unimaginable. But, you know, when I was about 14, 15 years old, we had a single shot 22. And I used it to hunt rabbits in the along the railroad tracks behind my house. And I took a shot at something and knew that the gun was not loaded because it was just a single shot. But so I walked in the house. I put the gun in the corner of the house where it was supposed to be. And my dad came along, looked at it, opened up the little single shot 22 and saw the empty cartridge in there. Hmm. That told him I had not looked at that gun to see if it was loaded or not. And it was taken away from me for a couple of weeks, but very painful.
Right.
But yep. What you were asking, Chad, is, you know, it's very simple to have your weapons, but have your ammunition in a different spot, one that's not accessible to kids. You still have time to load it if you think you need to do that. Otherwise, to have a loaded one around the house that's just available to anybody, including other thieves that might be in the house.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Right. So. And I get the debate that came up in the legislature, Ron, a couple of years ago, where some are saying, okay, if Ron Shero wants to have a gun to protect himself and he goes through the proper channels, he can have it. If Ron wants to have certain rifles for hunting, he can have it. So then, if it's a gun at a house, does it have to be in a safe because somebody could break in to your house, my house, Dave's house? So I get that debate. But not having multiple guns loaded around the house with young children at the house. No defense.
And nothing makes sense there. I agree with you. Nothing makes sense. You ask about the kind of sentence these parents should get. You know, Chad, they already have a lifetime sentence that they're going to have to live with, for sure.
They do. Ron, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Be safe.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Chad, if you have a bar in your house with over 20 liquor bottles and your son or daughter takes the bottle and dies from drinking, it's the same punishment. The potential of drinking for a young child and what that can lead to is out there. I get it. It's not the same thing as multiple guns, Dave, in a house, loaded and left around. That's instant.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's a different thing. I mean, sure, it could happen on a bottle of liquor.
Yep.
Take a while. But the gun can obviously be used on the child himself. Siblings, friends,
right.
The parents.
And people should be smart about hiding their alcohol and having it secure if there are concerns about it. Linus Construction Time Check is 157. Time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. Installation labor right now, 50% off through October 31st. Dave apparently is very excited that the U of M has ended graduation events. I think it's absurd. Let's discuss it next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.